Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Haisa Maita Altsida Be'avir. If the kaveres was leaning sideways, outside, not in the house, the kazayis min ameis nasin tachteha, and there's a kazayis of ameis underneath the kaveres, and there's no space of a tefach, so this is considered tuma ritzutza. Oy al gabo, or if there's tuma on top of the kaveres, it's also considered tuma ritzutza, like we explained earlier. Kol shehu keneged hazayis. Any other kelim which are exactly opposite the zayis, tachteha vegaba tummy. The tuma breaks through bekas va'ola bekas v'yaredes, and therefore any kelim that are exactly opposite are going to be tummy. V'chol she'ena keneged hazayis. Any kelim which are not exactly opposite underneath or on top of the zayis, and also Taicha, the inside of the kli tar is going to be tar, because the tumah ritzutza doesn't go into the kli; it passes around the kli, since the kli is not mekabel tumah when it's laying on as it's laying on the side. B'seicha, what if there was a kazayis of a mace inside the kaveres? Then hakol tameh, everything's going to be tameh, because we consider the kaveres as if it's full of tumah, and that will bring the tumah itself under it and above it, making everything tameh. Haisa, what if this kaveres was gevayim in aretz tefach? It was a tefach above the ground, and tumah tachteha, and there's tumah underneath it. Now we have an oyal, which is a tefach by the space of a tefach. Oyal gabo, if there's tumah on top of it. In this case, I call tameh, everything is tameh. Anything that's any other kelim underneath the kaveres or on top of the kaveres. The only exception is alatoicha, only the inside remains tahar, because the kaveres is able to protect and be a chaitzetz for all of the tumah. B'seicha, what if the kezayis of the mace was inside of the kaveres? Then, hakol tameh. Everything is tameh, because the kaveres is full of tumah, and that brings the tumah underneath it and above it. But when do we say this bisman shei kli? If the kaveres has the status of a kli, meaning it's in its entirety, it's shalem, then we say it can bring tumah, and it won't be a chaitzetz, and we'll say, b'kas v'oyla, b'kas v'yeredes. But haisa p'chusa, let's say it was a broken kli. Upekuka bekash, and it was sealed. The missing area was sealed with straw. B'makim hapchis, in the place where it was broken, they stuffed it with straw. Oy machzekas abayim sa, or if let's say it was so large that it can hold 40 sa, kedirei chachamim, so now it gets the status of an ohel according to the chachamim. Then we say kezayis min hameis nasan tachta. If there's a kezayis min hameis underneath it, under the kaveres, meaning it's not underneath the kaveres, which is not a tefach above the ground, then keneg the adatahayim tameh. Anything underneath it, all the way deep down into the ground, is considered tameh. Al gaba, on top of the kaveres, if the tumah is on top of the kaveres, then keneg the adarekia tameh. Besaicha, but if the kaveres has a tumah inside of it, ain't tameh elatoicha. Only the inside is going to be tameh, because since it has the status of an oihel, it's going to be chaytis b'fnei tumah, not allowed a tumah to leave. Haisa gevayim in aretz tefach. Let's say you use kaveres was a tefach above the ground, and tumah tachteha, and there's tumah underneath the kaveres. Tachteha tameh, then whatever is underneath it will be tameh, because there's an oil space of tefach on a tefach. But inside and on top of the kaveres will be tahor, because the kaveres can be chaytis. Besaicha, what if the tumah was inside of the kaveres? Then taicha tameh, the inside will be tameh, and any kalim that are inside of it will be tameh as well. But underneath it and on top of it will be tahor. Al gaba, but if the kazayis and ames is on top of the kaveres, then keneg the adarikia tameh, then from it straight up, anything that goes on top of the kazayis will be tameh, but inside the kaveres underneath it will be tahor, because the kaveres is an oihel, and an oihel is chaytzeitz bifnei hatumah.